Hey, everybody, welcome to Pep Talk, the podcast where we give you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, where we take all these complex health and wellness and sometimes medical conversations and make them simple, easy, and digestible for you, me, and everybody else to understand. Our job is not just to give you the knowledge, but to give you some wisdom, which is how do you take that knowledge and apply it to your life to make your life happier, healthier, and ultimately wealthier. Hey, I'm your host, Dr. Eric Napudi. I'm going to be going with you on this journey today on Pep Talk. We're going to be talking about the global crisis of our healthcare system and the global crisis that we're having today as a society. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. Albert Einstein said it best. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing again and again and again, expecting a different result. Folks, we've got to step outside of the insanity. Let me read some statistics to you that are just completely mind-blowing. Look, in recent years, it's alarming the trends that we're seeing in global statistics that have emerged. I mean, we're seeing signals of profound and urgent crises, from infertility rates that are plummeting and chronic illness that's skyrocketing and autoimmune diseases that are on the rise, and cancer rates are continuing to climb. These trends clearly indicate that we have a problem, that our supposed healthcare system has failed us. And folks, if we continue going down this path and expecting a different result, well, that is just absolutely insane. Now, look, you may want to be involved in the insane asylum, but I don't. I want real solutions. I want real opportunities. And I want the ability, because I believe that we all have the responsibility to have free will to choose what we want to do with our bodies, with who we want to do it, and how we want to do it. As long as what you do doesn't negatively impact me, then why do I care what you do? And folks, that is probably one of the most commonsensical phrases that are out there. You should focus on you, and I'll focus on me. I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I was told mind your own business and worry about you. And the truth is that you should worry about that with your health. You know, we talk all the time that self-care is the real healthcare, but if you don't know how to take care of yourself, how can you possibly help yourself? And if you can't help yourself, you can't help other people. So look, the system has clearly failed us, and our current system is failing to address the root causes of these issues. Instead, many people are finding themselves sicker and sicker. And by the way, the most vulnerable population, our youth, our children, our babies, are now more sick than they've ever been in the history of mankind that we know about. Look, let me give you some stats right here. First of all, we have global fertility rates have been declining since the 1950s. The average global fertility rate was 4.7 per child. Per woman. Today, that number has dropped to 2.4. It's been cut in half. And many of these developing countries and other countries like Japan and Korea and Italy and other places in Europe are now down to 1.3 children per woman. Now, there are obvious reasons for this. There are socioeconomic reasons, but there are massive lifestyle genetic reasons for this, and increased stress, decreased access to real healthcare, and to be honest with you, lack of education. You know, I'm a physician, and doctor is Latin for teacher. Our job is to teach, reach, inspire, and motivate people to take the right action steps. It's not to prescribe them drugs, pills, potions, lotions, or even vitamins. It's to help you make informed decisions on how you can improve your health. You know, a good mechanic doesn't always change out the engine of your vehicle. A lot of times they just tell you how to take better care of that vehicle in order for it to run for as long as it should and optimal. Well, the same thing's true for a good doctor. It's not just giving you more stuff to take. It's telling you how to live your life. But unless you know what your blueprint of your life is, then how can you do that? Which is why I recommend a nutrigenomics molecular test. It's a simple saliva spit test you can do to figure out from a genetic standpoint how you should live your life. You know, we're also seeing an increase in chronic illness. Listen to this. Chronic illness has reached epidemic proportions worldwide. This is insane. 60% of adults on planet Earth have at least one chronic illness. 60%. And did you know that the vast majority of those are all caused by lifestyle choices? Because you don't know what you should or shouldn't do for your particular body. And by the way, you don't. Yes, we should eat good. Yes, we should exercise. Yes, we should supplement. Yes, we should sleep well. But did you know that there are genetic codes inside your body that determine how much sleep you need, what food you should or shouldn't have, what supplements your body's more susceptible to being deficient in or even toxic in? There are genes that tell us how we handle stress, drugs, caffeine, all the above. and even exercise. There are genes that tell us what types of exercises we should be doing more of and what kind of recovery we need between our exercises. 60% of the world's population of adults have at least one chronic illness, and 40% of those adults have at least two or more chronic illnesses. Folks, we have a massive problem, and the doctors and healthcare experts of the world should be working together to educate us and to motivate us and to incentivize us towards being happy, healthy, and wealthy. If we just change the system a little bit and incentivize people towards getting healthy, incentivize people towards doing the right things for their life, guess what they would do? They would do those things. People are motivated by two things. You're either motivated towards pleasure or away from pain. Folks, being fat, sick, and nearly dead gets us towards pain. We want to move away from that. But what if we had incentives to incentivize good sleep, good exercise, real testing that you could help get to the root cause of a problem? What if there was a way that if we were incentivized to keep our body at a certain weight or our body mass at a certain index or our exercise? I mean, did you know that the latest longevity research is telling us that every 1 hour that you exercise can add 3 hours to your life? I mean, it's simple math equations that are out there. But yet, because our supposed healthcare system, which is not about health and nor do they care about you, is all about reactive problems, they're more worried about illness versus wellness. That's why we have these statistics. And they just keep getting worse and worse and worse as we go through this process. We've reached the tipping point. We now are seeing people, children, adults, 1 in 36 that have autism. They're saying that by the year 2050, 1 in 10 people on this planet are going to have neurological conditions like autism or somewhere on the spectrum. What are we doing? The train is coming down the tracks. Wouldn't it be smart for you to learn more about yourself so that you could step off that track and start doing the right things for you and your family? And there are solutions. But our mainstream system makes its money off of keeping you fat, sick, and nearly dead. There ain't no money in the cure. There's a lot of money in keeping you on 5, 6, 8, 9 medications and feeding you food that is killing you. And by the way, our food system is killing people. We have over 1,000 chemicals that are allowed by our FDA in our food supply that are not allowed anywhere else in the world. Because why? They're carcinogenic, which means they can cause cancer, or they're endocrine disruptive, which means they screw up your hormones and metabolism. That's why we have so many problems. Yes, we consume a lot of calories, but we consume a lot of chemicals. And that's the problem. We live in a toxic world and we're not taught how to detoxify ourselves. The United States of America is one of the only countries on the planet that doesn't regularly deworm themselves. Every other mammal on the planet we know gets worms regularly, and every other country prioritizes using some type of natural solution or a pharmaceutical solution to get the pinworms and the tapeworms and all the other things out of our body regularly. But the United States doesn't even have a conversation about it. That is completely bass-ackwards, folks. I mean, look at this. Not only are we seeing a global increase in chronic illness, but since 1950, ladies and gentlemen, since 1950, we've seen a 68% increase in chronic illness for children. Do you remember, are you old enough as I am to remember whenever there was two types of diabetes? And they talked about that the first type of diabetes was type 1 diabetes. That's an autoimmune issue. By the way, there's a lot of contributing reasons why people have that. We're now finding genetic imbalances that contribute to that. People that have MTHFR and other genes have a higher susceptibility to type 1 diabetes. People that have early exposure to milk, processed milk at a young age, have a higher risk of developing type 1 diabetes. There's all kinds of data out there that shows that there's increased risk for this. But did you know that we used to also have type 2 diabetes, which was called adult onset diabetes? Children never got these. Now, because of our society and because of our food supply and because our children are now fat, sick, and nearly dead, it's now just called type 2 diabetes, and it can happen as young as 5 years old. This is completely crazy. And by the way, now we have a type 3 diabetes, which is if you ignore type 2 diabetes for long enough, it literally pokes holes in your brain, causes the blood vessels of your brain to compress. And now we get type 3 diabetes, which is early onset Alzheimer's. Folks, we can be in control of our life, but you have to understand how to take care of yourself, because the system that has failed us can't be responsible for your health. That system is reactive instead of proactive. Folks, there are so many things that you can do to improve the quality and function of your life, and it starts with knowledge. Knowledge is the most important commodity on this planet today. That's why they try to suppress the truth. Who are they? The people that are benefiting financially and from a power standpoint off keeping you fat, sick, and dead, don't want you to know this. And they put out these just completely ridiculous articles like vitamins can hurt you. Vitamins can kill you. Food doesn't matter. Exercise doesn't matter. Run from those people. Don't walk away from them, because they have an agenda, and their agenda is not to keep you healthy. Let me give you some more instances. We are now seeing a massive rise in autoimmune issues. Autoimmune disease is where the body's immune system cannot recognize itself versus foreign invaders, and it starts to attack the tissues. Did you know, by the way, that there are two major causative and correlative reasons why autoimmune increase in the body? There's three, actually. One is genetic imbalances. There are certain genes that don't allow the body to methylate, like MTHFR, MTRR, and a couple other methylation genes. That's one problem. Number two is people have an imbalance in their gut bacteria. We get over the age of 30, we lose 90% of the function of our GI tract's ability to have good, healthy bacteria and fungi in there. And our immune system, 90% of our immune system is in that gut. So if the gut's not working, the immune system can't work. And then we get autoimmune issues. And then the final thing is we get problems with our vagus nerve. The vagus nerve is the brain-gut connection nerve. Well, 90% of that vagus nerve lives in your GI tract. So if you have problems with your digestive issues, and 95% of the population does, has leaky gut, the vagus nerve can't fire. Now your brain can't fire. Now the immune system is super confused. And by the way, 10% of that vagus nerve lives in the upper part of your neck. So if your neck is out of alignment or not moving well, that vagus nerve can be problematic. That also could contribute to autoimmune issues, could also contribute to GI problems. The list goes on and on. Listen to this statistic. Over the last three decades, the prevalence of autoimmune has increased by 5 to 10% annually. Over the past few decades, depending upon the specific disease and conditions, things like rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, multiple sclerosis, type 1 diabetes, they're now becoming more common. Why is that? Because we have more access to drugs. We have more health insurance than ever. There are more doctors on the planet than there ever have been. And there are more hospitals than ever have been. And there are more vaccines that have ever been given. So why are we getting sicker as a society when people have more access to more drugs and more of that system? Why are we getting sicker? Because the reality of it is that the farther we get away from how our body was designed, and you are divinely designed to be in nature, to eat well, sleep well, move well, think well, breathe well, and you'll be well. If you do those things proper, folks, then guess what? You don't have as many problems. So check this out. There's not only is there a rise in autoimmune issues, but there's also a rise in cancer that's happening right now. We're seeing cancer on the rise like crazy, especially over the last 2 to 3 years. We're seeing this thing called turbo cancers take off like crazy. Where, by the way, cancer is an immune system problem. In a very small population, cancer is also a genetic issue and a hormonal issue. But that's a very small, that's 8 to 12% of the total accounts of cancer that are out there. So why are we not focusing on improving immune system function? Why are we not focusing on improving gut function? Why are we not improving the fundamental basics of what health really is? Health is a balance of our body physically, chemically, and neuroemotionally. This is common sense, but now listen to this. The World Health Organization just came out and declared that by the year 2040, if we continue on the path that we're on, cancer is going to increase by 50%. 50%. That's 30 million new cases a year of cancer happening, including everything from colorectal to breast cancer to prostate and so much more. Folks, the system is broken. It is a grim sight to see. And most people are becoming sick and don't realize that they are the solution, that they can help themselves. Physician, heal thyself is where it should be. But we've got to get back to the fundamentals of what's really true. You cannot be healthy unless you are eating healthy. You can't eat healthy if you're eating the standard American diet. And by the way, if you're not taking supplements, there is zero, zilch, nada, not even one. Round that zero up, it's still zero chance of you getting all the vitamins and nutrients that you need on a daily basis. Our body needs 92 essential nutrients every single day to do the function it's supposed to do. That's nowhere in the standard American diet. Plus, you're not getting the fiber that you need. 95% of the world's population is deficient in the prebiotic, the fiber that keeps our intestinal tract clean and that feeds our probiotics and bacteria in our system. So the truth is this. We need to focus on cellular health. We need to focus on true physiology, improving our cell function, our DNA function, our bacterial function. Those are the things we need to work on improving, not just treating symptoms, sicknesses, and diseases. The world is so bass-ackwards right now because they're trying to cure all these problems with certain drugs. That doesn't work. Name me one drug, please, and type it in at the bottom. Name me one drug that cured something. You might say, well, antibiotics cure infections. No, they don't. No, they don't. That's not how they work. Well, antivirals cure viruses. No, they don't. That's not how they work. What they do is they suppress those viruses or bugs enough so where the human body can jump in and the immune system can do what it's supposed to do. Look, I'm not against drugs. I'm against them being the only opportunity and solution. How many of you are just so sick and tired of having your diseases managed? When the reality of it is that you can change your life, change your lifestyle, and have a happier, healthier, more blessed life because the quality of your health is in the health of your cells. So we need a new approach. We got to get back to the basics. And this is where the philosophy comes in, that it's all about self-care being the real healthcare. And the more you understand about yourself, and by the way, your doctors aren't going to understand how to do self-care. Their job is to manage your blood test and manage your diseases, unless you're talking to a true functional medicine or a functional wellness practitioner, where it's all about assessing your lifestyle and changing your lifestyle. Your lifestyle caused your disease. So the only thing that you need to understand is the cause is the cure. If living X, Y, and Z and doing the wrong things led to the root cause of the problem, or is the root cause of the problem, then over time, doing the right things can potentially reverse those issues. And you can't tell me it can't be done. I've been doing it in my private practices with hundreds of thousands of people over the last two decades. And I'm not the only one. There are hundreds of thousands, if not millions of healthcare practitioners that are doing the same thing globally. But we need to be the change that we want to see. Health is a balance of your physical, chemical, and neuro-emotional well-being. You need to be measuring those things because physiology doesn't lie. We should test and not guess. Folks, the system's broken. You need to choose what system you're going to participate in. And you have an option. And it all includes pain, by the way. You have the option of the pain of the same or the pain of the change. The pain of the same is doing the same thing again and again and again and praying for a different result, which is never going to happen. And you're going to have the same life that your family, your friends, your loved ones had, which is fat, sick, nearly dead, not being able to do the things you want to do, but being bound to symptoms, sickness, and disease. And the financial burden of symptoms, sickness, and disease is the number one leading cause of all bankruptcies on the planet to this day. Or you can have the pain of the change. The pain of the change is, well, changing. And it's not that painful. It's only painful at first because your mental, emotional life, your brain is stuck in these old patterns that was the pain of the same. But you have to, at one point, decide, like, enough is enough. I'm ready to make some changes in my life. And you know what? I know it's going to suck short term, but man, the pain of the change, what's on that other side of that door is freaking beautiful. And I don't care where you're at in your life. You could be a couch potato riddled with all kinds of problems and little bitty tweaks in your lifestyle can lead to peaks in your health over time. But I just want you to know that you're in control. You have the ability, and therefore you're the only one that has the responsibility to change your life and change your health. Nobody can do it for you. No healthcare practitioner, no magic pill, no magic potion, no magic lotion. It's completely up to you. The question is, what are you willing to do? You have an opportunity to make a change now. But that opportunity only lasts within that lifetime of that opportunity. And every day that goes by, that opportunity for change is getting smaller. So just like many of you have already chosen, the pain of the change is what you should do. Change the way you think, change what you listen to, change who you hang out with, change your patterns, change your routine. You do that consistently enough. I'm telling you, The pain of the change is only temporary. And within less than 2 months, typically most people in 45 days or less can have a complete shift in their cellular well-being, which ultimately will change the way they physically, chemically, and neuroemotionally feel. So folks, I told you we were going to have an interesting conversation today. I want you to go back and watch this podcast and share this with people that you know could benefit from this. Go to our website. It's peptalk.world. That's peptalk.world. Go to all of our social media sites, share, like, subscribe, all those things, because folks, the truth will set you free, but you, ladies and gentlemen, you have to look for the truth. You have to ask the quality questions. I think a good podcast and a good practitioner is going to give you the map, the keys in the car, but you ultimately still got to drive it. So folks, until we meet again, I'm Dr. Eric Napudi. God bless you. God bless America, and God bless the world. Stay smart out there, folks, and I'll see you next time. Be well.